Many comedians build routines on shocking language and tough political humor, but my next has built one of comedy's most loyal followings with jokes about bacon and beanbag chairs. He's getting ready to head out on the road this summer, and he'll have a new Comedy Central stand-up special that shares the name of his tour, The Sexy Tour, I'll say.
That's right.
Jim Gaffigan, welcome back to Fair Game.
It is an honor to be back here. And
you look really fit. I'm not kidding.
It's, it's the beard. The beard is deceptive.
No, it's not, sir.
It's either work out or grow a beard, and I went with the beard because that's easier.
Well, that beard suits you. You really don't look like a man who talks about junk food all the time.
I appreciate that, but I'm sitting in a chair behind a huge desk, so.
Jim Gaffigan, has your father ever said the word douche to you?
No. No, it's, but it was, you know, I'll tell you something. It's nice to hear your father's voice because I don't know how you guys went about selecting the new America's Doctor, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems a little bit like there might have been some nepotism there. I don't know.
I think those are pretty heinous accusations, Mr. Gaffigan.
There was, you know, and I'll tell you something about Sanjay Gupta.
What?
I'll just put it out there. He gave me herpes. And, you know,
where?
Everywhere. I was dating him for a short period and he gave me herpes.
Well, you would think that he would know how to cure it.
I know. This is the first time I've ever used a herpes joke either. So I'm a little bit nervous. I'm the clean comic.
But it's not the first time you've used a Sanjay Gupta joke. See?
That Gupta guy. He's trouble.
That's your go-to.
That's...
Hey, Jim, it's very obvious to me, but please, for our listeners, why is this called the Sexy Tour?
Well, because, I feel like I've been hiding my sexy, you know, to people. They might go, hey, that guy's balding. He's an out-of-shape 40-year-old guy. What does he have to do with sexy?
But then they see the herpes.
They see
the
herpes.
And they get that you've been having sexy.
Yeah. And, you know, I deal with hard-hitting sexy issues like, you know, camping. And I think it's hysterical how we use sexy to sell every product in our country. You know, it's rather than it just be... a pair of sweats, they have to be sexy sweatpants.
Well, so. And now, and I'm going to sound like I'm an 85-year-old grandmother, but now young ladies have sexy things put on the butt of their sweatpants.
Yes.
Like it'll say juicy or pink or...
Yeah, just in case,
Gaffigan.
You know, a guy's... Yeah,
if it's
Gaffigan.
A really big butt.
if it's a really big sexy butt.
Thank you.
You know, if it's all about the sex.
Do you go camping... whom do you go camping with to make it sexy...
Well, you know, I married a woman who loves to camp, and I am what you would call indoorsy. I'm surprised we can still get people to camp. It's like, hey, you want to burn a couple of vacation days sleeping on the ground outside? No. You know, sleeping in a tent, isn't the Civil War over? You know, I mean, I don't understand. In some places, you have to pay to camp. You have to pay to sleep outside. You know, that's got to be insulting to the homeless people.
Jim, a lot of comedians tape their specials in New York or LA,
yes.
But you're headed to Austin.
I am, Austin, a rich tradition of live performance, whether it be comedy or music. And I also chose Austin because I'm from Austin.
You are not.
Well, I wasn't born in Austin. I didn't grow up there, but, you know, my parents, you know, my dad almost had a business trip there once. So, yeah.
Close enough. And you probably like Tex-Mex.
I do like Tex-Mex. I'm a big fan of salsa. You know, when you think about it, you know, salsa is like the Mexican ketchup, and marinara is the Italian ketchup, and British food is terrible. So
all of those things are true.
Yeah. You know, actually, vinegar is probably the British ketchup. You know, how bad is your food where adding vinegar improves it?
To something that's already perfect, like a French fry. Or
exactly.
Or they call it a chip.
They call it, I don't know. I don't understand the communism.
Do you travel outside of this country, Jim Gaffigan?
I do travel. I enjoy traveling.
Where do you like to go?
Well, you know, I mean, I love the continent. You know, I just love, I think I just get a kick out of seeing a little kid speak a foreign language. You
know? I know, they're so smart, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like, bonjour, mamie. It's like a four-year-old. You're like, this kid's, I think I found the next Dalai Lama.
You have likened stand-up to a conversation you're having
yes.
with an audience like on a first date.
Totally.
Well, how does your wife feel about you're getting ready for a five-month-long amorous encounter with the whole country, really, if it's all like a date?
Well, it's very much a, you know, a weekend thing. So I have like a weekend where I'll go to, you know, Boston, you know, stuff like that. It's... It's.
Do you ever go to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex? I just wanted to say that because I love the idea of a Metroplex. Sounds like a gigantic mall.
They do everything big.
Yeah.
And, I mean, have you ever been to one of those restaurants in Texas where it's literally a steakhouse that seats like 500 people? I mean, that's why I just love traveling. It's like you go to a certain place and they're like, we do donuts better than anyone. In Kentucky, they take their bacon very seriously. Louisville, they're all about bacon.
How is the, and do you think, I would trust you're a bacon connoisseur.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean,
why? Tell me what makes very good bacon, remarkable bacon.
I think, you know, any kind of bacon is good.
I'm into that, right?
It's so.
Well, I will say I don't like soggy, but I don't like my bacon flaccid.
But would you have no bacon or flaccid bacon? You'd take flaccid bacon.
We're talking literally, right?
Because if you let the flaccid, I can't believe we're describing it as flaccid, but if you let soggy bacon sit for a little bit, you know what? Ta-da, it turns into crunchy bacon. Granted, it's crunchy because there's a bunch of grease dried on it, but...
I read on your MySpace page that you're a fan of cable news shows.
I love cable news.
Tell me your favorite pundit.
Well, I go through phases. You know what I mean? I mean, now I'm very much a loyal hardball guy, but I, you know, it's really, you know, here we are in the political season, so it's gossip central. You know, every night it's like, you're not going to believe what Hillary said today. You know, it's,
totally.
And
but it's what's fascinating. It's completely speculative, right? Like
oh,
every night
totally
we
is.
Hook in again. Well, like they know something we don't.
Yeah, and they have to just fill time. So like there are like our exit polls, which mean nothing. We're just going to, you know, kind of fabricate what it means. And there's just, they get on these waves and they'll ask like a lunatic, you know, like they'll ask like Pat Buchanan what he thinks of Obama or Lou Dobbs. And it's like, they're not going to have an objective opinion. I mean, Lou Dobbs in a way, he kind of reminds me of my dad in a little bit.
Your dad almost went to move to Austin for
well,
business.
You know, the thing is the reason this is going to sound like a lie, but the reason I chose Austin is I was about 8 years old. I was sitting in my dad's orange dune buggy. He had a dune buggy. Sometimes I think he loved that dune buggy more than he loved me. And he turned to me at one point and he said, Jim, if you grow up to be a comedian, will you do me a favor? Will you tape your second hour special at the Paramount Theater in Austin?
Wow.
And I remember being eight thinking, I don't even know what this guy's talking about. But I said, yes, Daddy, because that's what I called him because I was eight. And I'll never forget that day because that was the day he told me he was gay.
Do you want a Kleenex?
No, I'm all right.
Is he going to come with his partner to your show at the
Paramount
Theater?
He's dead. Thanks for bringing it up.
I'm sorry. What about his partner?
His partner? I don't know. He's I don't know what they're doing.
It might mean a lot to him if you invited him. So
it's like my dad's friends are listening going, what is he doing?
You're from Indiana.
I am from the great state of Indiana.
And y'all Hoosiers, you have a primary on May 6th. You matter.
We do.
Have you talked to anybody at home? Where's the wind blowing?
Well, you know, it's Democrat. Indiana's a very red state. You know, I never talk about politics in my head. But Indiana's a very red state, so... It's a very, you know, it's a small kind of, you know, I'm the last thing, a pundit, I talk about bacon. But I don't know, it'll be really interesting. You know, Evan Baez has been considered as a running mate for Hillary. Mm-hmm. So I think that Hillary's probably got, you know, so I think Hillary's got an advantage there.
We have just a little bit left, and I want to do something with you. You know, you've been on the show before, and we'd love to make you a fair game regular. I feel like we need to give you a beat.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could be like sports guy or pale guy or something, but we were thinking food, not just Hot Pockets. So will you be our official like bad for you food expert?
I'd be honored.
Okay, great. So let's establish this now. What would be the new must have junk food for spring 08, would you say?
I would say the new junk food would have to be... maybe a fried Snickers bar. That is really something kind of special. I don't know if you've tried that.
No.
Well, it's deep fried and you actually eat it with ketchup.
No, you don't.
I swear to God.
Where? Where?
Well, you know, I had one of those.
You don't.
I think in Rhode Island. But then again, you know, in Portland, Oregon, there is a donut that they serve with a piece of bacon on it.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What did you do when you saw that? Did you think it was made just for you?
It was something beautiful, but it was almost kind of, it's kind of like the Baconator. It's almost too much of a good thing. It's like, you know.
It's almost like when you have a picture of the Blessed Virgin Mary on grilled cheese. Like, you don't want to eat it. You just want to show it on eBay.
You just want to hold on to it, share it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe send it to a friend. You know, it's kind of like your Coca-Cola cake. You made a Coca-Cola cake for me, and I love that cake.
I owe you another bunt.
You owe me another bunt.
Any big scandals brewing in, like, the microwave, deep-fried, or refrigerated sections?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Faith, because there is an enormous trend. The Hot Pockets are making headway, and I think eventually will take over. All food will eventually be in a Hot Pocket. You'll be able to get Tylenol in a Hot Pocket soon. You know, there's a new one every week. There's the whole wheat Hot Pocket so that you can have healthy diarrhea. There is the deli-style Hot Pocket where they say it's made with real deli meat, which makes me think, you know, what the hell kind of meat were you using before?
That's true.
But I think it's choosing your healthy place, your unhealthy place to eat. I know that I prefer a Waffle House, which is...
Georgia.
Which is a beautiful... It's all over now, you know? And if listeners are unfamiliar with Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles.
Where Kid Rock got in a fight. Do you know he was arrested at
a dangerous place. Yes. Waffle Houses can be dangerous. Even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. So Waffle Houses are so white trash, they actually make the IHOP appear international. So... Here's something you'll never hear in a Waffle House. Nice job cleaning up. But I always try and hit a Waffle House.
Jim Gaffigan, I want to put you in a Hot Pocket you up and keep you with me.
You got it. Suddenly, you make me stutter, Faith Sally. Sally.
Didn't you listen to Dr. Sally, America's
Pop? I know, but I'm not that bright.
Jim Gaffigan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Come back again.
Always an honor.
Jim Gaffigan is a comedian and actor. His sexy tour begins this August. For more about Jim, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.